What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, you beautiful, beautiful
squad? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Robert. Happy birthday Happy birthday, Rob. God, I'm so happy you exist. You're the sweetest person ever. Thank you for being so understanding. Can you please, please live forever?
Okay, deal.
You can do the intro.
All right. Good morning and happy afternoon, wherever you may be, evening, wherever you may be. Welcome to Coexisting. As you can tell, maybe my table just jumped a little bit or shook a little bit because the cat just jumped on it. But I want to say thank you for joining us on this day after Royal Rumble. It is a Sunday. We are not usually here on Sundays, but we are here today because we weren't here on Monday. And we'll get into why we weren't here on Mondays. Get out of my water, cat.
Come on, we want to see the cat.
Okay, well, I know the cat's more entertaining than me, so we'll get to that here shortly. So, but last night was the Royal Rumble. It was lots to talk about. Baggy, as I start every show, how you doing?
Well, let's not ruin everything by asking me how I'm doing, because I'm doing very lousy. Let me tell you what. Guys, hi. Please, please like the video, share the video on social media, and look at the little sweetie. He's so sweet. Let me see her butt. Her fuzzy butt. So, yeah, send us super chats or humper chats at humperchats.com. Super chat is the little dollar sign chat at the bottom of the live chat. Send us like birthday wishes for Rob. Send us super chats for the cat that he just showed us. Brody? What?
No? That one's Bruce.
Oh, Bruce. Okay. Oh, there's another cat. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Because 1,000 cats and a dog is not enough. So please send us your thoughts about the Rumble. We will be mainly discussing the Rumble because we never do our show after such a huge show. But yes, ears. Yes. Subscribe to Fightful Select. Like we such a sweetie pie. Like we saw, it is, you know, the most accurate news source in wrestling that you can get. It's only $5 a month. Subscribe, please, and we will be diving in on our show. Yes, please.
Yes, 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 yes. And we are here, and okay, the camera comes on and you start this now. Cool. Okay. But Maggie, what did you think of the Royal Rumble with Keys?
I cried a lot during the Women's Rumble, and we're about to discuss why. Hey, I only cried about 8 times today, and the majority of them was because of my, you know, goddamn stupid washing machine. But like, we're not like I said, we're not going to discuss this. I really want to make this show about you, and I will not rant, you know. So because you deserve it. Yeah, the Rumble, everything kind of got ruined because of that press scrum that I watched after the Rumble, and everything went to, you know, shit. But the Rumble, the Women Rumble, once again was better than the men's.
I always forget I can't block these dipshits on Twitter, like, from doing this show. So,
yeah.
Anyways, I got to click on those. Anyways. Yeah.
Yes. Rumble was an amazing pay-per-view. I'm glad that I took Sunday off just so I can watch it right, like, you know, like a normal person. Not live, of course, in the morning with my coffee. You know, actually an hour after it ended. Then remembered that Collision was also a thing last night, so I had to watch that. So, an amazing Women's Royal Rumble.
Yes. They stole the show.
Incredibly good, emotional. No AJ Lee, but like, that's a... That was so not expected, you know, realistically. I just ranted about it, you know, a lot on our pre-show on here on Fightful Select. Please subscribe. Like, AJ Lee wasn't there, but you know what? Jordynne Grace was there. And that was so great. I shouted a lot. But before we get to Jordynne Grace, I actually have taken notes as the action was going on. I don't know if you have any.
No, I was just going to wing it. So.
Okay, so like, we're going to use this as a script then.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so the pay-per-view opened, and I do not appreciate Hulk Hogan being the narrator for the Rumble. Please, no more of that. And then Pat McAfee shows up. And as the Rumble was starting, I was like, I wonder if we can get Pat McAfee, you know, on commentary this year. And this, I will mention this a couple of more times on our show today, because I'm obviously, you know, a magician. And or someone who possesses some sort of, you know, power beyond human abilities, because I wondered stuff, and it happened on the Rumble, and that was so weird. Kane, you just turned 21. You don't need to consume all the liquor in the world right now.
John Barker's here. How about that?
Hi, John, sweetie. We've missed you live. Yes. Guys, please like the video. It goes a long way. Really, seriously. Also super chats. It's Rob's birthday. Come on. So yeah, Pat McAfee shows up, and I'm like, well, there you go. But like, Michael Cole on commentary was like, yeah, but this year I knew, because like, the camera was on both Corey Graves and Michael Cole as Pat McAfee's music was hitting. That was so great. I love that. And you know, the Women's Royal Rumble began. Natalia entered at number one. That was so great. I every time that we talk about Natalia, I will say that this woman deserves all her flowers, and I've seen all the people that are training with her in her, is it a school? It's not a school. Like, her, it's a training.
It's her training.
It's her training facility. Yeah.
Yeah.
I see that. A lot of people see that. The entire world sees that. We do not take this lightly. If you're training with Natalia, then you have something really awesome going on. Then number two was Naomi. Oh boy, the pop that the woman got. Bringing her back in Florida is something that had to be done. Them being in Florida also was incredibly good because of all the NXT talent that we got in both Rumbles. We're going to mention about this also. So things dialed down a bit, you know, and, you know, matches started happening. And then Jordynne Grace comes out at number five.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how much coffee I spilled on my couch. Let me tell you, you know, my throat was gone. I screamed. Everything. A lot. That was so great. And that was about it. By the way, I thought that there were going to be more. They weren't. In the women's nor the men's, no. And I'm like, oh my God, we are like, imagine if we get Speedball Mike Bailey or Josh Alexander in the men's Royal Rumble. I would have loved that. We didn't get that. It doesn't matter. Like, people that have been watching our show are way familiar with the fact that I adore Jordynne Grace and she's my hero. She's my inspiration about a lot of stuff. And the woman can do no wrong. Give me all the matches. Give me all the matches now. Like, of course, there was a huge difference between Mickey James entering the Rumble when she was Knockout champion and now, because as we later found out, Mickey James was working on a handshake deal. She did not have a contract with Impact. Jordynne Grace has an TNA Impact contract with that company. Yeah. And she, like, also seeing that championship on WWE television is something that I love so much. And the entire crowd started chanting TNA. You know? How great was that? You know, people in 2024 chanting TNA. Oh, good. So yeah, great.
It was awesome.
So, Bianca eliminated Jordynne Grace with the KOD on the ring apron. That spot was so great. And it was the right way to eliminate Jordynne Grace. I don't think I saw Jordynne Grace actually eliminating anyone. I don't know if someone spotted it. I'm not, like, I didn't pay that much attention to that. I just can't remember. But man, such a juggernaut. You know, like exactly what she's called. And they gave Jordynne Grace such a showing. And I'm so, so glad about that, because they didn't make her look like, you know, someone that didn't belong there. And the crowd, like the majority of the crowd that were not familiar with her are now hooked, because they gave her the time to show people what she can do. That was so great. I adore this. And Jordynne Grace, man, like, from now on, I expect to see a lot more from her in TNA. And I can't believe I'm even saying this, because she's, you know, one of the first people that I think when TNA and Impact popped into my head. What did you think of that?
I was very, very excited when she showed up, when she appeared on my screen. I absolutely loved it. I loved the embrace like that her and Naomi had, and then the punches that started throwing between her and Naomi, and it was just good. I mean, what I liked is they made Jordynne Grace look the way Jordynne Grace is. They made her look good. I'm glad that we got to see I'm glad we got to see Natalya and Jordynne Grace throw some punches. It was, you know, overall, I was just very excited to see her there.
Yeah.
That's what it came down to. I like that I really like the fact that she was so welcomed there too. Like just from what we saw, like on social media.
And not that, only from people from WWE, but like for people from TNA, they showed her so much support. I just love the amount of support that she got.
Yeah, and you know, that goes a long ways, I think. I think with the way wrestling is today, and we see it between the other companies like AEW and New Japan, WWE, those wrestlers have friends in all the companies, just like Absolutely. AEW does and stuff like that. And we got I don't know if you saw it, but Deonna Purrazzo made a comment last night on Twitter, and she was so happy about Jordynne Grace being there. Deonna Purrazzo is just, like, her best friend is Chelsea Green. So she's watching, you know. Mm-hmm. Britt Baker, one of her best friends is Chelsea Green. So they always watch. They always support their best friends. So they want to wrestle their best friends. And the thing is, the only people that make it about the tribalistic stuff are like the fans and the people in charge, like the money. Like, and the thing is,
oh, there are people, there are fans of, you know, different companies that make it about that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. And I just didn't make it sound that way. It's such a good thing, you know, and that's last night was, you got people excited, you know, you got people excited. Now, a lot of people want to see it happen on the men's side now, you know, yeah. I'm hoping we get to see that soon too. When will it happen? I don't know, but it's bound to happen. And the match just overall was good. And something I want to say before I even forget about it is, a lot of people like to give her a lot of shit, but Nia Jax last night really impressed.
Oh, we haven't gotten to Nia yet. Yeah. Those are not my notes only.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. And I mean, that was the thing. Like, Nia Jax really
impressed me last night. Nia Jax has been getting really better. Yes, yeah. Continue.
She was great last night. I thought she was, I would say, an unsung hero of the women's match. Mm-hmm. The women's match, I think, just like everybody else, was my favorite match of the whole night. That was the best match of the show. But overall, Jordynne Grace being part of the show was really good, and I'm really happy for her.
It made me so happy.
Yeah, and you
incredibly
know,
so. Happy. Did you know about this when we finished the show last night?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But I did good not talking about it. Obviously,
I didn't want us to talk about it because, like, I wanted to feel that initial, you know, surprise.
Like I said, it was kind of it. That's the thing. Like I know what I signed up for with this gig, you know.
Mm-hmm. I know. I understand. Me too. Also, like it's fine. But like you can do that, and if you wish not to get spoiled, you can avoid that. You can avoid that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like that's the thing. Like, there's times where if I wanted to avoid it, I would basically just say, hey, turning off my phone, I'm not around this day, you know. Like, there's ways I could, but with Sean being traveling and I have access to different things, I was up, so I knew what was going on yesterday, and so yeah, it was a day.
Yes. So you touched upon Chelsea Green. So Chelsea Green for me is the MVP of the entire Women's Royal Rumble. That woman deserves an award for that. Can we say performance? Yeah, I can say performance.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That performance was an 11 out of 10. I love that. Like, they are getting their money's worth when it comes to Chelsea Green. Give her three times more money than you are right now. She deserves it. Like, because it's the Rumble, right? It's usually a serious match because it's for a serious cause. You get to main event WrestleMania and or whatever. So shenanigans will always happen, you know? We're going to talk about our truths, a bit later. But you don't see that many women taking, you know, taking the stand when it comes to comedy in wrestling. You know, the men usually do it better. She is the one to make comedy in women's wrestling a thing. In WWE, of course. There's a lot on the independent scene. So I'm enjoying this a lot because you don't need to be the best on a microphone. You don't need to be the best in-ring competitor in order to be beloved by, you know, your audience and your fan base. Because people will learn to cheer the crap out of her because of the thing that she's good at. And she's good at this, the thing that she showed us at the Rumble last night. People cheered for her. And whatever, you know, people wanted to eliminate her or finally eliminated her, they booed them. And I'm so glad that this happened because I don't know if you remember this. When she debuted at the Rumble, was it last year? I think it was last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she got, because like she did it again this year, people wanted to eliminate her as soon as she got in the ring because she got eliminated in about 5 seconds last year.
Yeah.
So Corey Graves mentioned last year on the Rumble, he was like, I didn't even get the chance to make fun of her husband.
Yeah.
He got so many chances to make fun of Matt Cardona this year. He didn't.
Yeah.
He could have, but he didn't. That's okay. I did remember that line because it was so funny to me. Whenever she was in the corner, someone squashed her. Maybe it was Nia Jax, it was Piper Niven, her own tag team partner. And somehow she always got in the way and she got squashed. When she was lying on the ground, someone fell on top of her. And she got hurt all the time. Man, that was incredibly funny. Becky Ender, what did you think of that?
Oh, Chelsea Green was fantastic. You know, the thing is Chelsea Green, the one thing that WWE does really well, mm-hmm. is when they get the wrestlers to get you the laughs, you know, they with the R-Truth, yeah. You know, they and Chelsea Green, they get the laughs out of you. You know, Chelsea Green did it, R-Truth did it last night, R-Truth did it in the Women's Royal Rumble last night, you know, so
twice.
and I don't know if you saw the Instagram or the Twitter clip this morning, but there was
with Adam Pearce?
Yeah.
I only saw it, but like I didn't hear what they were talking.
Yeah, just like, so I mean, it was, I mean, there's just, it was good, you know, and she just, what I want more than anything now is I want to see R-Truth and Chelsea Green do spots together now.
They should.
I want that now. Like, I mean, they can incorporate it any way they need to. I mean, even it was, she was just so good last night. Just the spots, just, I mean, the timing was really good.
Like, absolutely. Absolutely. So great. Becky Lynch entered at 21. She looked amazing, by the way. I didn't get to, because we didn't get to do our show on Friday, I didn't get the chance to simp for her hair. because she's going more and more orange, and I love that because it's such an amazing balance between the man and straight fire. That those two gimmicks that she had, I love that. So R-Truth comes out. He thinks it's the men's rumble, and then Adam Pearce has to explain to him that this is the women's rumble. Valhalla came out, and Michael Cole on commentary, he was like, "Oh my gosh, she's wearing the horns! She's gonna win!" And I'm like, "What the fuck?" Because she entered, and because there was all the smoke, and he was like, "Oh my god, is she wearing them? Is she wearing them?" And then she, "What the hell, Michael? Hey, that's Michael!"
That was a bit, I guess. I don't know.
It was a bit. I'm not familiar with it, but I did pop nevertheless. So she blamed R-Truth for getting, you know, immediately eliminated from the Rumble. She tried to attack him, but security and the refs and Adam Pearce, they restrained the crap out of her. So that was so weird. R-Truth, man, such a wonderful thing. Roxanne Perez entered at 27. She got a pop. They were in Texas last year in the Rumble. She got a pop back then, but that's because she was in Texas. In Florida, all the people from NXT got an incredible pop. I was so surprised that Trick Williams wasn't a part of the men's Rumble because they saw the pop from last night, from Friday night at SmackDown. It appears so that they were filling the room, probably. This was probably what they were doing. So Roxanne Perez looked really good. I have, by the way, because it's going to slip my mind, there was one bad thing in the Women's Royal Rumble, and that's Maxine Dupri. I do believe that she will get better. She will. Yeah. She's just not there yet. And I'm not gonna tell. I'm not gonna, you know, crap on her parade or everything. Like, her match against Rhea Ripley was tough to watch. They didn't need to do that. I suppose that she, like, if she's really training with Chad Gable, she'll get there if she has the gift of wrestling in her.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have that, you can tell. So I'm going to wait it out. Her spots were really, really tough to watch. But again, I hope that when she gets her reps in, that this can be avoided. What do you think so far?
Yeah, you know, I definitely agree with the spot, with what you said about Maxine. You know, that mm-hmm. I agree with you as far as that goes. I agree with you 100%. Roxanne Perez got a really good reaction.
She did.
I like that. Tiffany Stratton got a really good reaction too, and I was really happy with what she did. So, you know, I was very 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 happy with what Roxanne did, like, in the match. I thought she was great. I thought Tiffany Stratton was great with her reaction too. I was really happy, and I know we'll get into Tiffany here shortly too, but
The moment Roxanne Perez entered the Rumble, and I'm like, okay, there we go, AJ Lee's coming out next, they're gonna have a face off. And, you know, and like, they didn't do it, and I get it, guys, I get it, it doesn't need to happen. AJ probably doesn't want to wrestle anymore, and I totally get it. She has a totally different thing that she's doing right now. Again, I understand. But, like, hope dies last. You know? Hope dies last. That's a Bulgarian saying. So let's move on. We have a super chat from Throwback who says, "Happy birthday to one of the best people around. You have been there for all of us, been there for me as a friend. In all, you're amazing. I'm proud to be your friend. To Rob, cheers. Brody says hi. Hi from us to Brody. And yes, everything from that super chat is 100% right. Happy birthday to Rob. And we got another super chat from Caden. Live Rumble is always fun. Cried a lot when Cody won. We're going to get into that. Saint Peach should never host a pay-per-view. Again, that city was not ready. Was it? Wasn't it? Explain yourself. With another super chat. I don't know why weren't they ready. I don't have that much experience with, you know, paying attention to live crowds. You know, I'm not that person, but like it's a thing.
So I don't know if it was. Maybe I don't know if it was audio. There were parts where the crowd seemed good, like from a cheering standpoint. Like I didn't hear any issues there. So that part I didn't know. I know Caden said there were some issues, like with I think it was maybe like transportation, maybe, but logistics. I don't know. Here he has it right here. Oh, okay. So he's talking logistics wise. Gotcha.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Visually, it looked fine and the crowd looked fine. I mean,
yeah, the stadium, like the
this actually, show was... I know baseball wise, you're a big baseball fan. You play it in your bar all the time. But the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team plays there. They're not used to anybody cheering there, so that's actually anybody that watches baseball actually gets that joke. So
I understand that is absolutely fine. Yeah. Moving on from there, then at number 28 we got Jade.
Yeah,
and we got Jade.
Can I show you my reaction to that? It's sure. Just a picture.
Yeah,
Jesus. This was pretty much okay. It. I mean, from the Water Boy.
I expected that from you.
Yeah, that was pretty much
because like it's people are bored of me reacting that way about Wardlow and other stuff. So that is fine. So okay. So the moment she lifted Nia Jax as if she was a feather, because I don't know if you remember, Rob, but I pitched that exact idea on the pre-show last night, and I'm so glad that they did it because I know what I'm saying, okay? Yeah,
Paul watches the show.
Paul, Triple Paul, apparently has Fightful Select.
Yeah, and he might want to listen to, like, PR, too, but we'll get into that, too.
Yeah, we'll get into that also. So, Jade lifted Nia Jax as if she was nothing. And, you know, like, two times. First of all, like, she lifted her for a slam. Thank you, John. You're probably the only one. And well, they weren't happy because they don't have Fightful Select. And even if they did, they're just, you know, people that don't listen to Jesus. I'm not gonna get into that. Well, I'm not happy that AJ Lee was number 30, but there you go. So after that, she eliminated Nia Jax. Mind you that, like, all the women in the Rumble at one point wanted to eliminate Nia Jax. And she just, like, shoved them away and everything. And I'm just so glad that they did exactly what I thought that they should do. Because right out of the gate, Jade is a superstar. And Jade is something that you need, is someone that you need to be keeping your eyes on. The absolutely right way to push the already made superstar that Jade is. She looks like money. She's absolutely fantastic in the ring. She got even better because she was evolving in front of our eyes in AEW. And from what I saw tonight, it was absolutely, absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So good.
So now, basically, I mean, going to the end of the women's match, Bayley won.
Yeah, we do have a couple of more things. Liv Morgan was number 30, the best Christina Aguilera costume.
Okay.
You did get that. Yeah. This was, yeah.
Oh, I was dirty.
Paying homage to Christina Aguilera is something that I'll be on board with. Christina Aguilera rocks. So that face off between Jade and Bianca Belair would haunt me until that becomes an eventual match, and I'm all here for that. Tiffany in the Royal Rumble was something so great, because I don't know if you know this, but like the moment she came in and she turned it up to 11 and started doing like powerful way of doing all her moves, that is, which is something that she never did at NXT. And I'm glad that all the NXT superstars did that, because they wanted to show the audience for the main roster what they're missing out while not watching NXT. The immediate face-off between her and Becky was great, because it's a throwback from their rivalry earlier this year. And I'm all here for that. Tiffany and Bianca had that gruesome spot on the ring apron with her hair. And I'm like, oh my God, no. Jesus, like, don't do that. The final three that were left were Bayley, Liv, and Jade. Liv Morgan and Jade just, you know, eliminated each. Liv Morgan eliminated Jade, and Bayley just kicked her out of the ring. Bayley is your 2024 Women's Royal Rumble winner, and I am so glad that this happened. She looked so emotional, and on the scrum too, because like she couldn't keep it kayfabe and she was just her. As she was pointing at the WrestleMania sign, the entire audience was pointing at the WrestleMania sign with her. And I loved that so much. And she took a minute before going, you know, climbing on the ropes to point at said WrestleMania sign. An incredibly emotional win for me, because like the audience was 100% behind her. We did get shenanigans between her and the rest of Damage Control, which is something. Storylines were built in that Royal Rumble. That's all I'm saying. And this is the way that it should be done. I love the Women's Royal Rumble. It is the match of the year candidate for me, and it's only January.
This is my early prediction. I think next year the Women's Royal Rumble match will be the main event.
I hope they do that, because like at least for a second year in a row, the Women's Royal Rumble match steals the show. No, I think this is the third year in a row. Yes, because the 2021 Royal Rumble, which was in the Thunderdome era, the Women's Royal Rumble match sold the show too. Like the last two participants were Rhea Ripley and Bianca Belair. Please correct me if I'm wrong, because my memory sucks. Okay? Please. 3 years in a row. Thank you, Caden. That is absolutely correct. So this is absolutely great. I'm just saying, the women should be, you know, the only time when the Women's Royal Rumble was the main event was the first one, which Asuka won, and that Royal Rumble was great because it was the first one. It was paying homage to all the women wrestlers, which is great. Not one legend in the Women's Royal Rumble match. I think I kind of prefer that.
Yeah.
Okay, so good morning, Doc. I hope that you're doing great. He says, happy birthday to Rob, Sheamus, and Alan Alda. Sheamus has a birthday today?
Yep.
You share a birthday with Sheamus? That is so cool.
Yeah, we're actually thinking about becoming a tag team, too.
Yeah, sure, because, like, you're so much better than Cesaro and the Brawling Brutes and everything. This isn't even me being sarcastic.
Yeah,
I'm so not being sarcastic. I love the Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we would name our team one's allowed to go to the bar, the other one's not allowed to go to the bar.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. He can drink all the Guinnesses that you don't want to.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Selling all the rocks too, by the way.
What?
Alan Alda rocks.
Yes. Yes.
He's awesome.
That is correct. Hi, Chris, by the way. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate all the super chats. Keep them coming for Rob's birthday. We're just going to, you know, touch upon, like, really quickly on the four-way and the Kevin Owens against Logan Paul match. Because we do have, you know, a lot to talk about concerning the Men's Royal Rumble. And I just don't want this to turn into, you know, a Royal Rumble post show, which is quickly turning into. But like, we've never done a post show before, and like, we should one day. So the Fatal Four Way, I just talked on the pre show yesterday that I was. It was weird for me to watch AJ Styles wrestle in a different gear. And there he is, back with his tights. And I'm like, well, there you go. Thank you for listening. You're the greatest. So I popped so much at the Slim Jim commercial right before LA Knight came out, because that was so bad. Because, like, we all know what happened to Slim Jim, you know, before and after, you know, all the not so great things that happened, you know, before the Rumble. But the thing is, I thought that they were having a commercial break, like legitimately. But this was, you know, like an intro for LA Knight, and it was just funny. I hope they never do that again, because it was so out of place. And then, like, Roman Reigns comes out, and everyone loves to boo Roman Reigns. But each and every person in that crowd had their fingers up. So, like him or not, okay, Rob, thank you. So we are. Like it or not, Roman Reigns brings a lot to the wrestling community, and you cannot deny that. So, Randy and did you wipe your nose?
I did.
Thank you.
So,
thank you. Well, you could have just interrupted me and said that you were going to do that, as opposed to doing the gimmick with the, what do you call that? What's that called?
The banner. Yeah, the you banner, know, I want to be professional around here.
Yeah, that is the most professional thing ever. Yeah, so Randy and LA Knight both slam other opponents on the announcer table. And LA Knight, because this is a Randy gimmick, okay? And LA Knight turns to him and says, and I quote, how about that? That was pretty good, wasn't it? And I was like, yeah, okay, sweetie, you're fine. So LA Knight did the blunt force trauma to Roman Reigns, but AJ Styles falls on top and breaks the pin. And I'm so pissed off at that spot specifically, because he just fell on top of him. He didn't break the pin. LA Knight was still continuing the pin of Roman Reigns as AJ Styles fell on top of him. He didn't remove himself from the pin. He was still laying on top of Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns' shoulders were still on the mat. That is, like, probably my biggest wrestling pet peeve ever, you know, along with any other thing about, you know, the Rumble and everything. But, like, breaking up a pin while the person is still on top of the person who's getting pinned, and his shoulders are on the ground. They're like that. I hate that. I fucking hate that so much. Please.
Do you think WWE regrets that? Do you think WWE regrets doing the Fatal Four Way match last night?
Why?
Because that crowd was dead for that match.
Well, maybe after the Women's Royal Rumble, everything would have been dead.
Okay, but it just felt like. That is true. It just I think the other thing too is everybody just knew what was going to happen. I think it was predictable.
It was incredibly predictable. But please bear in mind that the crowd will always be dead for the second match after the after one of the Royal Rumbles.
Absolutely true, and I should have realized that. I think what did it for me is just because we knew what was going to happen. You know, like, we just knew that Roman was going to win this match. It was just from the standpoint of just getting it out of the way, I think it was just one of those things where I would have preferred more than anything that Roman had a solo match than a fatal four-way.
Well, it appears as though they wanted to cover all the basics, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, he never, like, he defended it in, you know, a variety of matches, but, like, he never in the fatal four-way.
You know, that's, and Corey makes a good comment.
Who could have known? I know, yeah. But, like, I will make a point of that later on. Randy Orton with the RKO was it a Superman punch or was the spear? I don't care. It was so good. One of the best RKOs I can remember.
Yeah, it was Superman punch.
Yeah, it was a Superman punch. So Solo pulls the ref from the ring so that the pin doesn't happen. So the expected barricade spot then happens afterwards. But like AJ Styles moves and Solo Sikoa spears himself into the barricade. So AJ like kind of stacks everyone, but like Randy kicks out. He's at the bottom of, you know, everyone, but like Roman Reigns wins the match eventually, but like you mentioned Solo, you mentioned Solo too. Corey mentioned Solo also. Was it just me, or was this the less bloodline shenanigans, the least bloodline shenanigans match that Roman Reigns has ever had?
Yeah, it was, because it was.
I want everyone to acknowledge that.
Oh yeah,
because like everyone was like, oh yeah, like they're getting tired of that, and I get it because I'm getting tired of all those interferences too. But it was just Solo, and like he only pulled the ref.
Yeah,
and that is it. Like is the least.
He did pull the ref, but he did like get like some beat. He did beat down. Like,
he did. I'm not disputing that. But like, it's the least shenanigans match of Roman Reigns' title run. So I'm the bare minimum, but I'm gonna appreciate that because like it's. It was at least something different. I'm trying to be positive here. I'm taking a book out of Triple H's handbook. Sure. You know, a page out of Triple H's book. So, yeah, I'm trying to be positive. So that's about it. Kevin Owens versus Logan Paul. Of course, I'm going to praise Logan Paul's you know, in ring ability, he's incredibly athletic. He shouldn't be this good this early. That's all I'm saying. He bumped like crazy for Kevin Owens, which is something that I expected to happen. The buckshot lariat that he did, that he pulled to against Kevin, was probably one of my favorites that he has ever done. So Theory gives the brass knuckles to Logan Paul. The ref sees that and like, no, you're not gonna, you know, or no,
he doesn't see it.
No, Kevin Owens puts on the brass knuckles, but like the stupid ref sees that.
Yeah.
And like, no, like it doesn't count in anything. And like they started arguing and stuff. And this was so weird. But the thing that was great was that Kevin Owens, because like eventually, of course, Logan Paul won the match, but like Kevin Owens put him through the announce table. That poor announce table, by the way, Jesus. And then he walked away. Kevin Owens walked away, and then he returned to take a Pop-Tart that was on the announce table and then ate it and just popped himself in front of the camera. Did you catch that?
I did not catch him pop himself. I did not.
No, he was like staring at the camera and he started laughing.
No, I didn't catch that. I honestly didn't.
Because like the front row saw exactly what he was doing, but like he came back for the Pop-Tart.
I didn't catch it at all. Now I'm gonna have to go back. That's great.
You know, it was freaking hilarious. Like Kevin Owens, man, like give him everything. What did you think of both these matches?
They were. I mean, the Fatal Four Way, or yeah. You know, like I knew what I was getting. You know, that was the easiest match in the history of matches to predict yesterday.
It was.
And then I knew going into we wanted KO to win. We knew Logan Paul was going to win. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The match.
We always want Kevin Owens to win.
Yeah, we
Kevin
always
want Kevin Owens. A treasure.
So. It was a good match, though. I'll give it that. It was good.
It was a good match, but like we all knew that it was gonna be a good match. You know that? Like it was amazing. Moving on to the men's Royal Rumble that actually happened. It was a great Rumble, by the way. It was a really great Rumble, but like after the women's Royal Rumble, it was just there. You need to mute your mic, sweetie, by the way, if you're gonna do that. Thank you.
Well, I can't pretend I'm doing cocaine if that's the way, or crack or whatever the fuck, if I'm doing it that way. Well,
if you're gonna do the gimmick, yeah. Like you just don't.
Well, that was actually I had it. And next time what I'm gonna do to make sure the gimmick works, I'm gonna have like powdered donuts and like just,
or just face powder.
Yeah. No.
We were supposed to eat ice cream on the show this week, by the way. Yeah. But but like that's fine. Yeah, it is probably the only.
Too.
Yeah, but like, this is the only time where we can do it because like it will never melt because it is so cold here. So yeah, the men's Royal Rumble happened. Of course, the thing that I forgot to mention on the pre-show yesterday. That I really wanted Jimmy and Jay to both start the Royal Rumble just so they can do a preview of the match that I think that they're gonna have at WrestleMania this year, and they end up doing that like anyway, and I'm like, I am so crushing this. I'm so crushing this. Everything that I, you know, say that they should do, they should do it. Like, and they're doing it anyway. That's so great. That is an amazing set for the WrestleMania match eventually. At number four, we got Andrade. I thought that they're going to use his old theme, but they didn't. They used the new one and everything. And so, by the way, this Andrade in WWE, like in the Rumble last night, it just looked right. I don't know how you felt, but like it felt right for me. I could never get behind him in WWE. It was, I don't know, it just, it was weird. But now that he's here, that he's back in WWE, I hope that, again, it just seemed like he was supposed to be there all along.
Yeah, and you know, the one thing I liked last night too is Jenny Gargano welcomed him back by showing us.
You welcome him back by showing the photo. Yeah,
yeah, it's like
that is proper usage of your social media, Johnny Gargano. Yes. I'm so glad that he did that. New Johnny or Tommaso Ciampa in the Rumble, which was okay. Yeah. But like they will be having a match tomorrow on Raw, so maybe because of that, I don't know. So he denied, you know, wanting to do anything, wanting to have anything to do with Santos Escobar, and that is interesting because they can be on different shows. Like Andrade doesn't need to, you know, to necessarily be where, you know, the Legado and the Santos, you know, and LWO thing. They don't need to do that. Like they can be, Andrade can be on a different brand. So Carmelo Hayes was at number 5. I popped. Man, Carmelo's going to be so great on the main roster. He's basically ready. He's basically ready. I enjoyed the people kept singing Nakamura's theme song. I was anticipating Pat McAfee, you know, getting on top of Michael Cole's head once again. But, like, Rick Boogs wasn't there anymore. So probably, yeah, you know, Pat McAfee's gimmick with Nakamura should probably die. Finally, we got Bron Breakker at number 20. Finally, we got Bron Breakker on the main roster, Bron Breakker on the Royal Rumble. Well, he was on the main roster, but it was weird. he did so good in the Rumble. So great. He eliminated Jimmy. He eliminated Finn Balor. He gorilla pressed Gunther. He speared him. He speared Ivar greatly. He eliminated Omos. An amazing showing. An amazing, amazing showing for Bron Breakker right now. What do you think up until now? You look weird. What happened?
Nothing. I was just kind of just waiting for my turn, I guess.
Yes, what do you think up until now, before? You
know, well, so Meltzer said that Bron Breakker took Lesnar's spot. So Lesnar, that was Lesnar's spot. He eliminated the people that Lesnar was going to eliminate. And basically the way I can see that, I think the only thing that he did that was maybe added was the spot with Gunther. That was good.
Yeah.
I think that was really good for Bron Breakker. And the one thing that I think I said this on a previous show, when Bron is ready to be put back, when they bring Bron up to the main roster, which they're going to do pretty soon, I think by Mania, like after Mania.
Did they finish the thing that they're doing with Baron Corbin at
right once it's over
at NXT, and then they have a match against each other, and then
I think right after Stand and Deliver.
Like, do you think Corbin stays in NXT? He's doing so great there.
I think it's one of those things where if he wants to do that, I think it's up to him. Like, because I think he's one of those guys, like I said before, what I love about Baron Corbin is he's a guy that you can put in any position. He's like The Miz, in a way. He's a trusted guy. You could have him do anything, and he's going to get the job done. That's it. So that's Baron Corbin. If he's happy doing that, and he seems very happy, let him do it, if that's what he wants to do. Because you need those guys. I think you need those guys in NXT. You really do need the veterans. I honestly thought that would have been the perfect place for Dolph Ziggler, too, because that way you would have allowed him to do that thing in NXT, and he could still go do his comedy thing if he wanted to, like here and there. So he could still do that. Because you want people to learn from veterans. I mean, you still have like your Steve Corino there. You have lots of veterans there, but you still want to have your wrestlers that are on screen and in matches. I think Baron Corbin's a great guy to have. I know a lot of people don't like Baron Corbin as a wrestler, but that's because they don't understand. Like, he's really damn good at what he does. He just is. And we have some. Here you go, Maggie.
Subi sent us a super chat saying, taking this between Rumbles, to wish happy birthday to Rob. You don't even look like you just turned 30. And Dilo Diggs also sent a super chat, says, happy birthday to Rob, my friend. Also, can we say 2 years in a row the ladies Rumble killed it? 3 years. We just mentioned that, sweetie, 3 years in a row. Also, all I wanted was the coin drop to play. I get it. I get it, sweetie. We talked at length, Rob and I, that we said that, of course, Okada in AEW would be absolutely great. But we both kind of wanted Okada to land in WWE because, like, it's... think of all the matchups, the fresh matchups. Of course, whatever he decides to do, I will... eat it right up because it's Okada, and come on, it's Okada. We did touch upon Pat McAfee, you know, going from, you know, standing from the announce table, and this is the other thing. So they just, you know, they pivoted the camera to the announce table, and I just remembered the spot that they did last year with Michelle McCool. I'm so glad that Michelle McCool wasn't in the Rumble this year because she's been in every Rumble, right? Michelle McCool, I kind of feel like she's been in every Women's Royal Rumble. Please, someone in the chat, correct me if I'm wrong, because I feel like she's been in every Rumble. So I remember that she was standing in the audience with her children, and they're like, oh my God, they're playing my music, I should enter the Rumble. And I'm like, imagine if they did the same thing with Pat McAfee, and then they did it. Like, yeah. 5 seconds later, and I'm like, what is happening here? Why am I guessing stuff that's going to happen?
As far as Michelle McCool, she was in last year's one? In 2022, but she wasn't in 2021 or 2020.
You're saying that she wasn't in the first Royal Rumble?
Nope.
I feel like she did.
No, she was in 2018, but she wasn't in 2019 or 2020.
Oh, she missed two Rumbles. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, thank you, Rob, for correcting me. I kind of feel like she was in every Royal Rumble. Yeah, so Pat was like, nah, I'm not going to do that because, like, that's, you know, Gunther and Braun in the ring. I'm not doing that. Fuck that. And he walked right out. That was good. So the one that actually got to eliminate Braun was Dominic Mysterio, and I absolutely hated that. JD McDonagh was entering the Rumble as, we were talking about donuts. Anyway.
No, I just, I laughed how he got eliminated.
Of course. So he was walking down the ring, and then Bron Breakker was pissed. Then he speared the crap out of him. And then, R-Truth comes out. it finally in the correct Rumble. So he was like, oh, here, buddy, let me help you. Well, of course. So he got JD in the ring. Jey Uso eliminated JD. And then R-Truth started tagging with The Miz, who was already there. So they reunited the awesome Truth. And then... Truth started saving Dominic Mysterio from Miz. And then... this was so stupid. R-Truth was on the ring apron, and he was begging Dominic Mysterio for a tag. And I'm like, protect this man at all costs. Like, this is not me saying give R-Truth all the titles. No. I will say this about, for different wrestlers. I don't want all the titles on R-Truth. R-Truth needs to be protected at all costs. Please, protect it. Because Dominic was like, what are you doing? It's a rumble. This isn't a tag match. But then he got so fed up that he actually decided to play along and tag in R-Truth. And R-Truth was like, he entered the ring and the audience was like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then like he got the hot tag. What did you think of that spot?
Oh, it was fantastic. When he put his hand out for the tag, I
lost
it. I died. I was like, this man is amazing. This man is simply amazing.
How does he think of those things?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I just thought it was the best, and I just really couldn't believe it. It was one of those things where I was just like, this is unbelievable. Like, it's just unbelievable. That's how good he is right now.
I swear to God, I have no idea where he pulls all this stuff from. I have no idea. Damian Priest did end up eliminating R-Truth, and he got booed for that. CM Punk entered at 27 because, like, as they were counting down to 27, I'm like, surely this has to be Punk, and it was Punk. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I definitely have a superpower here. He got in the ring and immediately went towards Dominic Mysterio. And I love that they're doing that because, like, the only CM Punk match that we've gotten in WWE ever since he returned was against Dominic Mysterio at Madison Square Garden. So I'm so glad that they're keeping this, you know, it's sort of kayfabe, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've mentioned it to an extent, and they also, like, haven't read. It's kind of like one of those things where they've mentioned it and not mentioned it, you know?
Yes, like, they hadn't shoved it down our throats so much. Right. So I'm glad. And so this was the first time we actually saw Punk in a WWE ring, right? This was so weird, Rob. Did you... Like, you know, fighting in a ring. Was it weird for you? Because it was so weird for me. Like, that's...
It was definitely... It felt weird, you know? It felt weird to see. It felt very odd to see it. I think what concerned me the most, and it's easier for me to say because I'm the one sitting on a couch watching, but he looked so tired.
He looked
really tired. I mean, maybe somebody else in chat can say if they agree with me or not, but I just don't, just based on what my thing is, look, I know a lot of people want CM Punk. They want a CM Punk to win. I get that. CM Punk has a lot of fans. I like CM Punk. We like CM Punk.
CM Punk fans are one of the most passionate fans.
Yeah,
Sasha Banks fans.
Yeah.
Mercedes Moné.
But
I get it.
What I'm saying is I think Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns is a better match than what CM Punk and Roman Reigns would be.
Quality-wise, yes.
Yeah. But... Yeah, and I guess he's somebody else, like Frantic says this. He says, I didn't watch pay-per-view, but I heard that Punk looked tired.
Well, I saw a lot of people that claim that.
That is one of the biggest lies I've ever ever been told on this show. So good luck on that one. You definitely don't watch this show. So that's bye.
Jesus
Christ.
It looked weird to me because it was his first time back in 10 years. It was hard for me to get used to watching him in an AEW ring simply because of the fact that he was back in wrestling after 7 years of hiatus. That's why. Then as they were counting to 29, And I was like, okay, this has to be Drew. And it was Drew. Drew had a magnificent showing, by the way, in the Rumble. He did so good. Number 30 was Sami Zayn. He eliminated Damian Priest, which I suppose that this is something that they're going to carry on into further matchups. McIntyre did end up eliminating Sami, which because like Sami was put on the shelf by Drew McIntyre being, you know, incredibly angry that he lost a match. The final four participants were Cody, Punk, Gunther, and Drew. The standoff between Gunther and Drew was amazing because, like, they were just slapping the other people and showing off to each other. That was great. Absolutely great. So, Drew claymored... did he claymore... I think he claymored Cody. Mm-hmm. And then he just praised the fact that he claymored Cody. And I'm like, why are you waiting? Why didn't you pick him up and just, you know, like push him off, you know, the ropes? I did. My other pet peeve showed itself. Drew went to claymore someone else. I think he was Punk, and then Punk moved out of the way. So pretty much Drew did the exact same thing that he was going to do if he did end up claymoring Punk, but somehow missing the claymore hurt him. And I'm like, how? How? How does missing the claymore hurt you?
Yeah.
And why is this a thing? Like, make it make sense. I hated that spot. So the final two ended up being CM Punk and Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes. So Rob, I'm gonna ask you to do something. Go back in time and tell your past self that Cody and Punk will both be the final two participants in the 2024 Royal Rumble, and tell me how your past self,
How far are we going back here now?
Well, I don't know. Maybe like you can go back 4 years.
Oh, I would. Okay, let's go back 4 years. So let's go to
four years back.
Let's go to
2021 or 2020. I don't care.
Okay, we'll go to 2020.
Yeah. 2020. And you tell your 2020 self that Cody Rhodes and CM Punk are the last two participants in the 2024 Royal Rumble. What? This was so unbelievable. This, yeah. after they became the two people left in the Rumble, this became a full-blown singles match.
Yeah.
Full-blown singles match.
I mean, yeah, for the most part, you're right. If you would have told me that, hey, like, you're gonna see Cody Rhodes and CM Punk in the Royal Rumble in 2024, I would have been. I'm like, okay, you know, I.
What are you on?
Yeah, and give me some of that, please, because yeah. It must be some good shit, pal. There's no way in hell I would have ever believed that. I mean, hell, I wouldn't have believed it last 6 months ago. I wouldn't have believed it.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
So the fact that even, I mean, it's just absolutely crazy that it happened in this place. And man, I just didn't see it. It's let's see. I clicked on the wrong one. We're what was the one I wanted to click on?
I don't know. Which
one? Oh, there it was. It was the, here it is. This is what I wanted to bring up. McAfee. I that was the one thing that I did not like out of the Royal Rumbles. I love Pat McAfee. I did not like him taking a spot. That did not go over well for me. Him getting that spot.
Yeah, but he took a spot from someone that Yeah, because
that was my biggest issue.
It was reported around that this was supposed to be Brock Lesnar's spot. And because of everything that happened, this ended up being given to Pat McAfee.
That's where I've heard, like, and granted, I haven't seen any Fightful Select reports since last week.
Yeah,
so
this hasn't been reported by Fightful, just so you guys know. It's not being reported by Fightful. If this was the case, I don't mind it, because, of course, I 100% prefer that to Brock Lesnar being in the Rumble.
I mean, that's the thing. They had other people be alternates back there. So there's other people that were there. Trick Williams was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Trick Williams was there. Absolutely.
I just think, but, and again, would I rather Trick Williams go in the Rumble and then get eliminated right away? No. But I don't know. I just think there's other ways to do it than just waste a spot like that.
I understand. They could have given the spot, you know, to someone, but like it was a cheap pop. It was funny. It was just, you know, I understand what you're saying though. Like if they would have given it to a proper talent, I would have preferred it too. But like it was fine. At the end of, you know, the Men's Royal Rumble, Punk gave Cody the pedigree. He did say something after the pedigree.
He said, I didn't think I'd do that shit either, or something like that. Or did you ever me doing that shit?
Yeah, Pat McAfee on the commentary said, "If you know, you know."
Yeah.
Because like Punk, like first of all, he grinned so much. Yeah. Punk grinned immensely, and then he was like, "Can't believe you didn't think I would ever do that," or something of the sort. And Pat said, "Yeah, if you know, you know." He did end up saying that he didn't wait 10 years to lose to Dusty's kid, and then he lost to Dusty's kid. That is pretty much what happened, absolutely. So Cody won. He did pay homage to the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega once again, as he did last year. He did, you know, the two sweet sign and then the bang at the WrestleMania sign. I love when that happens, because wrestlers love each other. It doesn't mean what company they're in. So this is amazing. I'm glad that this actually ended up being the final result. I did mention on the pre-show that I expected Punk to win, because I kind of had my doubts that they were going to pull the trigger with Cody 2 years in a row, but they actually did end up doing that. This is the right move. Cody Rhodes is their top babyface, no matter what anyone's saying. He's a top selling merch and dyes person. You know, as is Jey Uso, as is R-Truth, and you know, everyone in Rhea Ripley, if you want it to be. Punk also. But they just brought back his 2011 CM Punk shirt, you know, with the white one with the black on the sleeves and the neck. I adore that T-shirt. That's actually my favorite CM Punk T-shirt. So I understand where you guys are coming from, whichever one of you guys is pissed that CM Punk didn't win the Rumble. He will eventually face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. I'm almost certain that this happens, because like both Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns were sitting at the top of, what do you call it?
Like in their suites, or?
Yeah, they had their like suites. I don't know if you guys have a, you know, special word for that.
I just said suites. I mean,
okay, that's fine. Cody Rhodes did point at
a fucking sign,
at the sign, and he did, you know,
skybox.
Point at thank you, the skybox. Yeah. He did point at Roman Reigns also, and then later on the scrum, he did mention that he is going after Roman Reigns because he mentioned on the scrum, this is, we all saw WrestleMania 39. I will be facing Roman Reigns. So, yeah, that was pretty much the Rumble. Then the press the press conference happened and everything went down here from there. What were your initial thoughts? Yeah, we're biased against Cody Rhodes only because he's the top-selling babyface and the top babyface in the company, Lisa. I'm biased because they've made me invested in Cody Rhodes finishing his story. I'm biased because I'm following their storytelling. That is why.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. It's doesn't, like, aren't we all biased to an extent when it comes to, like, wrestling? I mean, like, when it comes to, like, storytelling and what we think, I mean, I don't know, never mind. That's a whole different conversation. It's, yeah, either way. I mean, that's the thing. We like what you like, and...
Of course you like what you like, yeah. Like, I will never tell if people are pissed off that Cody won, you're allowed to be pissed off because your favorite didn't win. Of course. Sure. But, like, was it the right thing in their kayfabe world? Yes, it was. It was the right thing to do in their, you know, in their world, in their story, in their the inning that they're in. I don't know which inning they're in anymore. I don't care.
69th. But
yes, nice. But like for the people that are pissed that Punk didn't lose. Punk will have his main event at night one. I'm almost certain that this is the way they're going. So you can calm down. So I get it. And at some point, Punk will face Roman Reigns. This will also be a thing. You just have to wait it out, just like Cody fans waited out this past 1 year.
So did you watch the did you watch the scrum?
I did.
Okay, so, all right, first off, first thing I'm going to start off with, Emily May Haler is awesome, so that's number one, so people that have a problem with her can F off, that's the first thing I want to say.
She is.
Number two, John Alba, Brandon Thurston, Cameron Hawkins, Seahawk.
We love you guys.
Good job.
Good job.
Great job.
We appreciate you guys so much.
Nick Hausman. Good job. Good job. I know a lot of people like to shit all over him too, but he asked the question to Cody Rhodes.
He did. Cody Rhodes gave a way better answer than Triple H did.
And the thing is
he showed empathy.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, people are like, well, what somebody said, God, I wish I could remember the tweet that somebody tweeted it. Like, why did he ask him? Why did he not save it for Triple H? Because you don't know if you're going to get to ask Triple H. You don't know if you're going to get called on. So you ask it, like, if you get that opportunity, you ask the question. You get that question asked. You get it out. Was the scrum good? No.
It was uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable as hell. From a PR standpoint, Triple H take the wrestler out of it. Take the wrestler out of it. From a business standpoint, he failed miserably last night. Miserably. From a human standpoint, I have... Nobody is perfect. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. I've never been so disappointed in an answer than I was last night from him with what he said, like with those answers.
Yeah.
And I would have been like, there's so many things. No answer would have been better than what he answered.
No comment would have been a way better answer than any of the answers that he gave. No comment was right there. It was right there. Or I cannot comment on the situation. It was right there.
The thing is legal, like what they've then the thing that is people like to they have every right to shit all over what Triple H said last night, obviously. But the people that felt the biggest last night was WWE or TKO's PR, because what should have been said from a PR standpoint is, and this is just a PR answer, is we legally, from a legal standpoint, we cannot comment, is what, from what they've, that's me telling you what the answer should have been from a legal standpoint. If I was telling them, if I was consulting on what to say, that would have been what to say. But I don't consult for them. I liked how wrestling media asked the questions that people said they wouldn't ask. Brent Thurston asked the question. Seahawk asked the question. John Alba asked the question. John Alba represented Fightful. The funniest thing that I saw last night was people saying, ah, Fightful wasn't there because they didn't want to ask the questions. Fightful was there, and we had John Alba there. And then I saw somebody say, well, why was Sean Ross Sapp not there? Well, Sean Ross Sapp knew he had other things that he wanted to do, so he got the right person there. That's what that's what smart people do. They get the person there that's going to represent their company best.
The questions were asked in an incredibly respectful way. I will praise them all forever, because everyone was like, well, wrestling journalists never ask the questions, the important questions and everything. So, well, Sean has explained this a lot. I can't explain because I'm not a wrestling journalist. So he explained why stuff like that actually happened. So now they get the opportunity to. They did. And, like, you see what the final result was. Also, Triple H, sweetie, I think that you're lying. You say that you haven't read the lawsuit. Okay, so your father-in-law gets snapped with a lawsuit and you don't bother to read that? I kind of feel like you're lying. I mean, if your father-in-law gets sued, wouldn't you read the lawsuit? Robert?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so why aren't you reading the lawsuit that your father-in-law is being slapped with? That's a bit weird. So, he got the time to prepare a Forbidden Door joke beforehand because he knew that he was gonna get it out because of the TNA participation in the term of Jordynne Grace in the Women's Royal Rumble. But he didn't find the time to sit down and, you know, rehearse in his head what he's about to say. I understand the fact that Triple H has been under a huge amount of pressure ever since Thursday. I understand everything. Believe me, I do. But this could have been handled so much better. And I don't know what happens in the future. I guess we will see. I just hope, because Cam Rise asked the question, what, you know, measurements will be taken in order for the locker room to feel safe. That was the brilliant question, and I love that. Got so much love for Hawk. So yeah, All in all, the Rumble was great. The press scrum was ass. Serena Deeb rocks.
Yeah, how about that? Congrats to Serena Deeb.
Serena Deeb rocks.
Yeah, that we didn't have a Cooper effect set for today, but that's our Cooper effect. I'm putting my foot down for it.
Yeah, Serena Deeb rocks. Such a badass. The match was quick, and this was exactly what the match should have been. She showed the world everything that we were missing when she was gone. I was kind of anxious because when she said on the microphone, "Did you miss me?" And I'm like, okay, if she's about to tell you, well, I didn't miss you. And I'm like, oh no, please don't make her a heel. Like, please make her a babyface because everyone wants to root for Serena Deeb so much. Yeah, this, so Collision also happened last night, just so you guys know.
Just so people know, when like I saw people mention it in the chat, that when Cody brought up Sean's meme, that the meme that Sean sent him, this was the meme that Sean sent to Cody, said, do the right thing for the story. Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding. So that's the meme. So just so people are aware what that was about. So,
yes. Yeah. So incredibly, incredibly happy that Serena Deeb is back. The professor. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I do not want to talk about that main event for Collision that they had, because what the fuck are you doing with House of Black, man? At this point, justice for House of Black. Please release House of Black if they don't want to be there, because what the fuck? I'm so pissed off about that. TK, my man, you're on thin ice, dude.
Going back just to talk about this a little bit more. Like you said, Triple H, he read that damn report. He read that damn lawsuit.
Of course he did.
If he didn't read the lawsuit, he knows everything already about
everything it. Already so, that's in it.
And I saw people saying, like, well, he was one of the person that voted him out. I'm like, no, well, that's the thing. You're forgetting something. The board unanimously brought him, Vince, back. People forget about that. It was unanimous that they brought him back earlier when the TKO stuff started. So, or I don't remember the timeline, but it was unanimous that they brought him back. So, anyways, Jose makes a great point. They were named as a defendant, so it's hard to believe he didn't read it.
Yeah, but like that entire lawsuit is against the company too, not all just Vince McMahon.
Yeah,
that's a terrific point. Yeah, that is so. What is happening outside?
I just can't believe this. Is more than anything, I'm just kind of looking into the.
Yeah, I understand.
Nothing. It's just me, like kind of just like I can't believe this type of stuff. It's.
So we all know that that's a bunch of bull crap. I just hope all the wrestlers are okay. The bottom line is this, because we all watch because of the wrestlers at the end of the day, and that's about it.
Yeah. But guys, we are going to be back on Friday at our normal time, 3 o'clock
normal
Eastern.
Normal time.
Our normal time, 3 o'clock Eastern on Friday, right here on Fightful Overlooked. We are very ready to get back to normal, our normal, which is probably not your normal.
Yeah.
But we want to say thank you so much for joining us as we end our shows every week. Maggie, plug your shit.
You can follow me on Twix at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Thank you, Rob.
Guys, you can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twix. Otherwise, I am on Instagram at Fightful Rob, and I am on Threads at Fightful Rob. And because it's been a weird couple of days, I'm gonna.
What a long year this week has been.
Yeah, what a long year. I'm gonna end this show with. Let's end the show with some dad jokes. about that?
Please, yes, yes, it's your birthday. Bring back the dad jokes.
Maggie, I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now. What do you call fake spaghetti? An impasta.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy anything with Velcro. It's a total ripoff.
It is. It is.
Why did the poodle buy a clock?
Poodle. Why?
He wanted to be a watchdog. Why did the pony ask for a glass of water? Because it was a little horse.
You're Maggie. Popping yourself so much.
Maggie, I'm following a seafood diet. I see food and then I eat it.
And you eat it, yeah. Well, that's a classic one.
I know, it's a classic. the one that popped me the one that popped me the most. I always knock on the fridge door before opening it, just in case there's a salad dressing.
There's a salad dressing, yeah. Oh, that's also a classic.
I know. It's just I wanted to dust off some. I wanted to dust off some classics, guys.
I know.
Jeez. I want to say thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next week. We will be
subscribe to Fightful Select, please.
Yeah, subscribe to Fightful Select.
Also, subscribe to Fightful Overbooked.
Yeah, we hit over 15,000. I almost said 1,500. That would have freaked Joel out if I would. 15,000. So we definitely appreciate you for being a Fightful.
Hop on afterwards. Hop on the main Fightful YouTube channel for the Collision post show.
Yeah, they start here in about 30 minutes. And then tomorrow, right here on Fightful Overbooked, you can catch In the Weeds. They're going to talk more about the Royal Rumble, and they'll also talk about the press conference, which I know you guys will love. So there's that. And then, like always, come to Fightful for your breaking news. And we will see you guys later. Thanks again for tuning in. We appreciate you so much. We hope you enjoyed the Royal Rumble. And again, we will see you on Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central. Peace, my friends.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.